is Fifi Fevan Byron, 101.9 The Fox. It is all happening in the studio this morning. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Fifi, is now playing at Melbourne's Regent Theatre right through until May. Tickets on sale now from PriscillaTheMusical.com.
It has taken our city by storm. The hottest tickets in town to see Priscilla. And we are joined this morning by the Divas.
Woo!
Hi, good morning.
We've got Clee, Ange and Sam looking amazing. Girls, you've gone all out in costume.
You've got the same hair.
The hair. Your hair is about 6 feet high. Is that heavy? How's it feeling?
It's a little heavy, but we just left it on last night.
We just slept in it.
Get us here on time.
How long? I mean, people would love to know this, and you look incredible. How long does it take to get ready for a show?
I think it varies from person to person. When we first started, we were in 2 hours before the show just to get it down, and now we can do it in about 40, 45 minutes.
I've got it down to 20, yeah.
This is lovely.
Yeah,
really,
really, really
good.
Please, great. Yeah.
Now, we've got a big crowd here for you girls. So, this is a big hit from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, now playing at the Regent Theatre. Please, a round of applause for the Divas!
Woo! Yeah.
Gentlemen, live on Fifi, Feb and Byron, you had the Divas from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Clee, Angelique and Sam with a medley there, Fifi, and everyone loved it out in the studio.
How good was that for a Friday morning? Happy weekend, Melbourne.
Got me up and about.
It did. I'm really sorry about that, Clee particularly. Was Feb's dancing putting you off?
I loved it.
It was great.
I had to stop myself from doing it. It's not really
good. It was certainly having some issues there, Feb, with it.
That's what all the kids are doing, mate.
Good fun. Yeah. So it's all happening, of course. Everyone should see this musical. A special medley for us this morning. PriscillaTheMusical.com.au is where you get all your tickets, guys. Have a great run.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Hamish and Andy are back with the first episode of their brand new weekly podcast, now available on Podcast One, Fief.
Yes, and Ando's in the studio. So good to see you.
Gee, I wonder if I can still do this.
A big dog. It's been like 3 months.
It's been like 3 months, yeah.
What's with the scary voice?
Well, I mean, obviously I've stuffed it up straight away.
There we go, that's better.
Didn't even remember my radio voice. It's actually just my usual voice.
Now, let's be honest, because most people listening to The Fox would be missing you. What have you been doing? Talk us through 3 months of Andy Lee.
Yeah, 3 months. Well, obviously, Hamish and I were just preparing for the 40-minute podcast we put out on Thursday.
Sure.
You know, you do 125 trial shows, and then you've got the right one. No, we're shooting True Story at the moment. Season 2. We had 8,000 story submissions.
Oh, my God.
Wow. For Season 2.
Who reads through them all?
Definitely not Hamish.
Jack Post, I would have thought, does a lot of it.
No, Jack's now too high flying for that stuff as well. Since he bought like 7 Bitcoin back when it was low, he just now swans around as if he owns the world. No, we've got a team of 6 that work through them for 4 months.
Wow.
They get back to every single person, and it's an incredible job that they've done.
Well, that's a good sign. 8,000. There's Season 3, season 4, season 5, season 6.
Well, 70% of them are poo stories, and you can only have one of those a season. And
Fevin won those ones.
Mate, the poo stories are the best.
I know.
We told you to stop submitting stories.
I keep trying to put him in under an alias. I spoke this morning about a tooth toilet brush.
Yeah. Good.
Should have been listening.
Should have been listening.
I'll go back. I'll get it on catch up. And the other, and then a lot of the stories aren't, you can't have it 7:30 at night or 8:30 at night. Oh, so. That cuts out a few, but there are some amazing tales this year.
Actually, Ando, just to take you back to 6:10 this morning, just what we went through. Fev, you asked the question of our listeners. Just because you and Haim, you're doing like 40-minute podcasts weekly. Mm. You know, you might want to fill some of that with some of this gold. What was the question you asked again, Fev?
Yeah. This is a true story, Andy. I went to the toilet this morning.
Hey, we already heard this. Are people in their cars?
Unfortunately, I'm not sure if
anyone's doing the full 3 hours.
2 hour turnaround.
Okay. Remember your show, how you did 2 hours and then played a best of for the hour?
Yeah.
What we're doing now.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But the quality of our best of. Yeah. The quality.
Anyway,
This is the deja vu.
I went to the toilet. I've obviously got 3 girls at home, so you don't want to leave anything in the bowl. So you get the toilet brush, clean it. Then I hopped in the shower, the think tank, I call it, because that's the only time I can think, because I don't think anything else, other than when the water's going on my head.
You should carry a shower with you at all times.
Yeah. We've already covered that.
Good point.
It would be pretty handy, wouldn't it, Byron? And I thought, what's the worst possible thing if you were something in your house? And I thought, the toilet brush.
Yeah.
Because you're just constantly...
They're gross toilet brushes.
Yeah. Then 13:10:60, we asked the question, which inanimate object in your house would you want to be?
Oh,
so there's always this great, you know, of the 8,000 stories, there's 8,000 ideas like this on this show that you're more than welcome to use.
People didn't want to be toilet paper. People didn't want to be a lawn because that gets pooed on.
Okay.
There was a number of different.
So it's just happening again, isn't it? Poo related.
Okay. All again. This is a real show.
Anyway, stick around, Ando. Coming up next.
This has been a poo chat.
You won't hear any of that on the Hamish and Andy podcast, which is available on Podcast One.
And available everywhere, by the way.
Oh, great.
We're partnering with Podcast One, but if you got it on iTunes beforehand, if you got it on our Hamish and Andy app, you'll be to get it just there as well.
Yeah, good stuff. Look, coming up next, Fifi, unfortunately, thanks to Olympic snowboarder Scotty James, has lost her crown as the most famous Tintern graduate. In fact, she's not even on the Avenue of Excellence. Well, she hasn't been asked on the Tintern Avenue of Excellence.
It's a short avenue at the moment. It might get longer.
Fev's owning Hallam High. We want to check in with you from a Camberwell point of view and just see how you're going in terms of your alumni, Andy, check in.
I had one problem in the area. I'll bring it up after this.
It's The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Brand new weekly podcast now available on Podcast One and everywhere else for that matter.
It's free, by the way.
And it's free. Good price.
We tried to get Apple to do the same thing they did with the U2 album and just put it on everyone's devices because that went well.
Do you know what, though? That went so... I'm still annoyed at U2 songs that are in my playlist. And I love
U2. I thought I'd never downloaded U2
Apple
before.
Snuck it in.
Oh,
don't force me to like U2. I'll like them on my own.
You weren't just drunk and you're going through buying things.
I actually thought I must have brought that when I was pissed.
I've got the Joshua tree. Anyway, hey, Ando, seeing you here, Hamish Nandy back with the podcast. Look, this is an awkward one, mate. You know, a lot of Melbourne locals right here. We're all Melbourne locals. Fifi Box, Tintern Grammar. Mm.
The pride of
Ringwood East, the pride of Tintern Grammar, until Olympic snowboarder Scotty James became the hero of his school at the Winter Games.
James, snowboarding has never been an individual sport. This is his team.
Scotty, Scotty, Scotty,
There they are, cheering for Thief. The whole assembly was cheering for Scotty James.
The whole assembly.
They went on to cheer, no more Thief.
I actually went out the next day just to try to get Fifi up and about, and I asked for the whole assembly. I didn't get it.
He got grade two.
I mean, just one class.
Are they saying Phoebe?
I think they're saying DD, Grubby and DD.
You made that so much worse. Like, how embarrassing.
I tried.
And they got them all on video, Andy, standing on the steps, and you can tell their kids going, who is this? Why are we saying his name? It's so embarrassing.
She's just lucky we didn't play the first three takes, and they're going, who?
Yeah. So the Avenue of Excellence rewards great contributions to Tin Turn Grammar. Fifi, unfortunately, is not on the Avenue of Excellence. There's Scotty James and a number, Helen Reddy, I believe.
Yeah.
And a number of others. So Fev owns Hallam High, Ando.
Easily.
Yeah. Got it covered. I went back out to my school, Campbell Grammar, last year because we were filming there for season one of True Story. And I saw the Avenue of Excellence, whatever it is. I don't know what it is, our school. Hall of Fame. And I saw so that there was line. There was like, you know, 60 pitches with little plaques.
It's a lot of
like,
people.
Oh, this will be good.
Here we go. I got you.
I said, hey guys, look, let's have a little squiz down this hall, see if there's any locations we might want to shoot in. You know, just wandering along, and Barry Humphries was
very accomplished.
And then I see Kim Gingell.
Oh, wonderful comedian.
Colin Carpenter.
He'd love us saying that every time. Yeah.
Fine actor.
And I'm wandering along. And there was no Andy Lee.
Oh, no.
There was a guy that represented Australia in European handball at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous.
And no Andy Lee. So felt very hard done by. Anyway, after petitioning and lobbying for a year, I did get added late last year.
After asking,
which is
always
next
to the handball guy.
And then, so there was this ceremony for it, and I went out. And my whole family was there. My mum and dad were very excited, etc. Mm. And then I look across the room, and Hamish and Jack are in tuxedos. And I walked across, and he's like, wouldn't miss it for the world, but it's like, you have to get the hell out of here. This is very embarrassing. No one's dressed up. And he's in a tuxedo. He's like, no, wouldn't miss it. Where's the headmaster? And off he goes. He's chatting to the headmaster in a tux. And as I was leaving, there was this huge limousine parked in the school grounds, and Hamish had taken a limousine with Jack. So yeah, that was embarrassing.
Oh, I've actually watched that video online, and it is very funny.
Well, the limousine crashed on the way there.
That's right. Very funny.
Look for the video, and of course, look for the podcast. Hamish and Andy back with the first episode of their brand new weekly podcast, Podcast One, Apple, and everywhere else. Thanks for coming in.
And get involved. We've got a valued and important podcast to form. You can fill out if you want to be more involved, because we're the show that rings out because no one can ring in because it's a podcast.
Oh yeah, good point.
We're like professional telemarketers now. Just annoying people. But we've already had a few thousand people that have registered to be part of it. So, yeah, you can do that.
And, I love the first season of True Story. When's the you're shooting now? When's it coming out?
I think back half of the year. Yeah, I've got to finish it. But,
good show, Byron.
Can't wait.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Something massive happened on television last night, and I think it's sort of been glossed over. So on the I'm a Celebrity set, The Jungle, John Edward, the psychic's gone in there. Last night...
I think you're going to talk about The Butler.
The Butler.
Your psychic. See,
the Butler. You're absolutely right. You're right. You knew I was going to talk about The Butler. So Paul Burrell had an epiphany last night because John Edward said to him, and I think it was something that we've all wanted to say to him, you're going to have to let it go.
She's Diana's
former butler. And don't forget, this is hard for a man who has released books. His fame is all based on his relationship to Princess Diana. He's on celebrity shows just because he knew Princess Diana, but he was the revelation.
You've got to let go. He's right. And once you've been involved with someone like that, someone so iconic and someone so beautiful, and you've loved someone so much, it's very difficult to let go.
It'd be like me trying to let go of my missus, you know?
Yeah, but I thought the world didn't want to know about Paul Burrell. I thought they just wanted to know about Diana's butler.
Well, he's finally said it. I'm going to let go of Diana. But also, but the world don't want to know about Paul Burrell. They never did. but what he said is crazy. What? Of course that's the reason you're famous.
Diana's butler. That's your byline.
That's absolutely what it is.
What else are you?
He's not in the jungle because he's Paul.
I don't think they still don't want to know about Paul Burrell. But you know what is interesting?
He's having a crack.
Look, yeah, and good on him, Fev, and I don't begrudge him that. I've certainly had a lot of issues over the last few weeks with him revealing intimate details of her life. I think respect those who have passed and their secrets and their children who are still alive and don't need this splashed all over headlines. I think everything he does is not right. I think secrets are secrets and there are family members and zip it.
I'll tell you a secret.
I do find... What's your secret?
So all he says.
Oh. Well, that's the thing, Feb. You see, he has said he's now going to let it go. So finally, Paul Burrell, no longer talk about Diana. I get the feeling, though, he may struggle just based on what's happened in the jungle over the last couple of weeks.
Let me tell you a secret. She told me on the night Harry was born, Charles came to visit. He wasn't there at the birth. Let me tell you a secret. When she died and I sat with her, I held her hand. Let me tell you a secret. Her words were, I fear my husband is going to kill me in an automobile accident in order that he can remarry. Let me tell you a secret.
Kind of confident you want, isn't he? He's the guy you turn to.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
One of the big names in R&B. He's responsible for a bunch of massive R&B hits. Here's just a taste of them. Here, guys.
Oh, it doesn't get much cooler than Coolio.
What's good? How y'all doing?
That's in his name, Boxing.
I know. I feel like that was a bit of a silly gag. I'm sorry about that.
A mad shout out to Trez is in the house
and
as well.
Trez, how are you enjoying Melbourne?
Oh, Melbourne's cool. We always have a good time when we come here.
Yeah, we love having you here.
Do a little shopping, eat a little food, you know?
Yep.
Guy's got a lot of great restaurants.
Funny we're talking about food. People don't realise that you have your own web series, Cooking with Coolio. You are the man in the kitchen.
Soon to be in prime time.
Ooh, this is... Now, okay, Coolio, what's your main dish? Like, what do people come to your house for? What do you cook?
So, what do you like? You like steak?
Oh, steak, seafood. I like anything. Have a look at me.
Do you a ribeye.
A ribeye. Beautiful.
Ooh, ribeye.
Ooh. Ribeye.
Would you marinate it?
We're going to do it pot roast style.
Pot roast, yes.
So when you pick it up with the fork, it's so light it floats down.
Yeah.
Like it floats.
Oh, yes, Coolio.
Oh, nice. Wow. You could be one of the judges on one of those cooking shows.
I absolutely could.
You should.
He could be on like a Married at First Sight talking about food because it's very sexy when he talks about food. He gets right into it. You're a big brother.
I mean, I killed it on Big Brother. Yeah. That's one of the most fun celebrity stupid things I ever did. Man, I had so much fun doing that. I acted out. I really did.
How did you go?
I tried to make it fun. I just, everything they asked me to do, I put 10 on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was acting out, and I was trying to do good telly, as they said in merry old England. I was trying to do good telly, mate.
I went on a similar show, which is running now in Australia, but they get 12 celebrities from
I'm
Australia.
A celebrity, get me out of here?
Yes.
I was supposed to do that more than once.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I think somebody started hating. Somebody hated me out of it. They didn't want my shine to, you know, reflect off their diamonds.
You'd be great.
I don't know. It was a couple of times I was supposed to.
In the Australian one?
Yeah.
They need you in there.
Well, they didn't when I was in there.
He was king of the jungle.
I won.
Fev won it.
Did you?
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, high fives. There we go.
That's all right.
Well, I came in third on the Big Brother. But, I won a few things myself.
Thief once came second on Dancing with the Stars as well.
Yeah, I did.
Sort of
second.
I come fourth.
Oh, you came in second.
No, I came second. He came fourth.
Stand up.
I'm sure.
Coolio, our guest for R&B Friday on The Fox.
On The Fox, baby.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
I was making a stir fry for the kids 2 nights ago, and I was chopping up some vegetables to put into the pan to make up a beautiful stir fry. It was chicken and veggies. Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with a bit of rice?
No rice.
Just the stir fry?
No carbs, baby.
Oh, wow. Cauliflower?
Yeah, it's cauliflower. No, just cauliflower.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Lulu goes, hey, Dad, how did you pick the name for Vola? I go, I didn't pick it, honey. It comes down from generation to generation, and my dad's dad, who's my grandfather, and his dad and his granddad, blah, blah, passes on, and that's how it started back in Italy, down in Sicily one day. Sicilianos.
Yeah, anyway. The fabula, the patriarchy around the globe, actually.
Yes. And they and then they said, I said, oh, well, we're stuffed. The favolas are stuffed because there's no boys, so the name doesn't carry on. Because that's tradition.
Oh, yeah, of course, because you've got three girls.
And Jason's got four girls.
It's all over for the Favolas.
So it's all over for the Favolas. And then Lenny piped up and said, oh, well, I won't be changing my name.
Good
and
honor.
And I said, yes. And I said, because my brother, who's engaged to Megan, they've got four daughters. Mm. And they're all last name is Favola, but Megan's a Barrett.
Ah, yes.
So the girls have taken on their last name, his last name, but she hasn't taken on the name yet because she's not married. Okay. And then Lenny goes, well, if I get married and have kids, they'll all be just Favolas. Like, the man's not getting. And I was like, yes, Lenny, yes. But then I thought, it's such a tradition, but I thought of you, and I thought, Fifi Box, if Boxy got married, I reckon she'd still keep Box.
I would. And I remember being like Lenny. I remember being a kid thinking, well, why do I give up my name? That's my identity. Yeah. I always felt like that. And I've obviously not married, but I wouldn't give up my name.
And then Lulu sort of said, oh, well, it just depends what the whoever I married's last name was. I said, hey, whoa, you'll be having Favola. I give it to you. So I don't have to worry about having a boy anymore. So Alice can, sleep well at night knowing that we don't need a boy because Lenny's going to keep the name going. And I'm pretty selfish of me because I want a little boy to play footy and play AFL. And
well, Lenny will probably play AFLW.
AFLW, she can. She's got to play one game. I got to play one game for each club, and which I did. I played over 200 or whatever. So she gets to choose for Brisbane and Carlton. I don't think Brisbane will want another Favola. So
that's probably the father-daughter rule.
But I thought, wonder how many relationships haven't happened because the males know you're having my name.
I know. Do you know what? I wonder how many people right now, like Lulu, are thinking, I can't wait to get rid of my name.
Yeah.
Marrying to get rid of their name.
Like there would be people because
he changed his first one.
Gregory Byron Cook. Yeah, Byron's my preference.
You were very keen to get rid of Gregory.
Absolutely.
Which strange. We're not as keen to get rid of Gregory.
No, you're not.
But yeah, because there would be people though, Fev, that honestly would be thinking, whatever they've been born with is not great.
So I thought Box would have been one of them.
What, Box?
Great name.
I like Box. Should I not like Box?
A lot of memes around it.
Okay.
Well, see, the thing is, I went to a girls' school, so I had to wait to university. And I'll never forget when I had my name written down, Fifi Box, and a guy put after Fifi an apostrophe S, and everyone lost their mind because it said Fifi's Box. But I didn't know what was so funny.
Right.
Because I'm not kidding. I did not understand.
I get it.
Give us a call right now. If you can't wait to get rid of your name, maybe you're out there with a name that you just want to marry someone to get rid of the name, give us a call. 131060. Yep.
Yeah.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Feb, you were just talking about the fact that Lenny is going to keep Favola.
Yes.
She's going to start that tradition. Well, actually, I've kept my name.
I've kept Box.
Yep, and I've given it
Trixie
to Trixie.
Box? Trixie
yeah,
Box?
You bet.
Perfect. Well done.
Yeah, I love that. Empowering women. We can keep our names
if
we want.
Well, I think you should have a choice.
Yeah.
If you're going to get married, because Lulu just happened to say, how did you pick your last name, Dad? Well, I didn't, honey. I got given it, and so did you. But but that's just what happens when you're a baby. You get your last name.
Yeah, of course.
But Alex had, she always said that she wanted to keep her last name, but then when she realised it was a Favola, she because hers was Cheatham.
Cheatham's good, though,
I like
too.
Alex Cheatham.
I like Alex Cheatham.
Or Alexandra Favola.
Cheatham Favola.
Alexandra
Favola. Favola is an amazing name.
Yeah,
like you hit the
rolls
jackpot.
Off the tongue.
Alex Cheatham, though, sounds like a model. Alex Cheatham.
What about Alex Favola?
Yeah, it's hot.
Mm. Alex Favola's, that's really good.
I've got to go.
But you know what? There are a lot of people that are born into this world and can't wait to get rid of their names. In fact, they're probably rushing into marriages just so they can dump the name they were born
with. Just get rid of it.
Now, we've got Tara. Right, now Scott Vale. Hi, Tara.
Hi.
Tara, do you not like your name that you were born with, your surname?
No, I constantly have to spell it and pronounce it and it's just a pain.
What is it, Tara?
Vidler.
Vidler?
Vidler.
V-I-D-L-E-R.
Sounds good.
Yes.
What are people missing? Like, I don't think it's that hard.
Vidler?
People think I'm saying Fiddler or Vidler or... But I actually get married in 3 weeks, so I can change my name.
What are you going to?
Lavaz.
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome. Tara. Is he French?
Yes.
Tara Levage. Oui, oui.
Good name. Good strong name.
Oh, that's
yeah, that's you've hit
Fifi Levage. I'll marry him if you
do. No,
I love Levage. Is it Liana?
Liana, yeah.
Liana in Greensboro.
You need to change your first name.
No.
Liana's great. Yeah, you're struggling with the first name. I haven't even got to the last name yet.
It's a great name, Liana. Now, what's your birth name that you want to dump?
My last name is Catley Stone. It's hyphenated.
Cat what?
Catley Stone.
Catley
Stone.
Catley and then hyphen Stone.
So every female that tells me that they want to keep their last name, whatever you do, do not give your children a hyphenated name. You can't fit it in boxes. You can't fit it online.
Oh, it's funny you say that, Liana, because that's what I reckon I'll end up in that situation if I have another child. Do you know what I mean?
Hyphenated name.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, nah.
Hey. If I was having a kid with you, Boxy, there's no way I'd be trying to put my name in there. You are.
I'd be taking.
No, you can take it, Boxy.
Favola Box.
No, there'd be no hyphenated. Right. Imagine Boxy. You'd never hear the end of it.
Yeah. I did. I had to. There were a few. My boyfriends over the years. These are some of my boyfriend's surnames.
Let's try them with hyphenated.
Here's some hyphenated names. When I went out with a guy whose surname was Butt, B-U-T-T, Fifi Butt Box.
I know one.
Yeah.
Cutcher.
Yeah, Fifi Cutcher Box.
See, Box is unfortunate.
Yeah,
it's not working.
When I went out with Johnny Cox, C-O-C-K-S, Fifi Cox Box, Fox Cox. I mean, it's a disaster.
No, it's not going to work.
You can't hyphenate it.
No, you can't.
Estelle in Chadston. Hi, Estelle.
Hi. I love listening to you guys every morning on my way to work.
Oh, we love you listening, Estelle.
Okay, so I'm Greek, and my surname is currently 14 letters long, thanks to my dad. And I feel really bad, but I cannot wait to dump it. It's actually pronounced Karabuyukes, so there's a silent G that sounds like a Y.
Oh, God.
I've got a lot of people, when they call, they try to pronounce it, but they fail epically, and trying to spell it, like, it took me years and years just to learn how to spell my own surname.
Imagine, like, in grade one when they're saying, spell your last name and she's with you and you just put B-O-X. Yeah. She's got to spell the alphabet.
Thank you, Estelle.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Fee and Fev standing by to judge these stories. Maybe they are amazing. Maybe they need a little bit of something.
Yeah, this is so much fun. And you know what? It's your moment to shine, because often radio announcers, we get to sit in here and tell stories and they're not often very funny, and some of them are a waste of time.
Sure.
But this is your chance to tell your cracking, amazing stories, and we will adjudicate. We'll let you know where it falls in the amazing scale. Tom from Barwon Heads. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, Tom. We're looking forward to this. What's your amazing story?
Well, I was in California early last year, Hollywood, and I was walking down the street with a couple of my friends, and, like, we heard this girl with an Aussie accent, and she turned around because she recognised our accents, and it was Margot Robbie.
Oh!
There we go.
Oh, what did she say, Tom?
Oh, well, she just kind of said hello because she was at lunch or something like that with friends, and she's like, oh, you guys from Australia, I can't believe you're here, and just, like, got a photo with us, and it was epic.
We'll quickly discuss it, because Fev, obviously, you've gone very quiet over there. I mean, Tom has not only seen Margot Robbie, Margot Robbie's initiated a conversation with
It's a great get.
Yeah.
But you are in Hollywood.
So
a lot of stars walking around.
Chance.
Actors.
But to run into an Aussie actor, it's pretty cool.
Let's push this one.
It's so close to amazing, but just needs a little twist bit at the end.
So, Tom, my advice is when you tell that story down at the Barwon pub tomorrow while you're having a couple of schooners, just say you went out for lunch with her as well.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of mayo.
There's your twist.
Yeah, or did she asked if Tom was single.
I mean,
but then you get to that after lunch.
Yeah, okay, good. And then went back to the stop there. Sonia in Avondale Heights. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, guys.
Sonia, welcome to Friday. I didn't have anything else.
Well, it was amazing as well, Sonia. Let's hear it.
Yeah, Sonia, what's your story?
Well, I actually had an accident with a car I previously owned 5 years ago.
Whoa, Son, we need to go back here. So you've had a car accident. As you had the accident, did you look at it and go, that's really familiar?
Yeah, well, it was a Toyota RAV4 and I thought about it later but didn't think much. You know, there's a lot of Toyota RAV4s out there. And it wasn't until my car was fixed, everything was finished, and then I got an email from the insurer stating that to call them. I rang them and they realised that that car I owned 5 years ago.
It's the exact car. It's not the same model. It's the car.
Son, let me just have a quick chat with Fev because I feel like we're going to disagree on this.
Fev?
Yes.
Sonia has had an accident with a car she owned. Think about all the cars on the road in Melbourne.
Millions.
That is amazing.
It's pretty amazing. The car's probably thought, well, you treated me bad.
What?
When you owned me.
Oh, you think it's car revenge.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's not Cars the movie.
they don't talk. It's not Lightning McQueen.
Well, Sonia, that is amazing. That is an amazing story.
That is
well
an
done.
Amazing story. Well done, Son. Are you okay, though? Were you okay?
Yeah. I didn't cause the accident. The other guy's all right. My child's all right. Everyone's
yeah,
all
right. Good.
Okay, phew. Good stuff.
Chris in Brighton. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Chris, representing Brighton, Fev's Hood. What is your amazing story?
So I'm a chippy, right? And just measuring up for a piece of timber I needed. So as a chippy, there's probably hundreds of offcuts on site. Picked up this bit of timber and it was the exact measurement that I need to the very rare millimetre.
That's amazing.
Think of all the different shapes and possibilities.
You don't have to work. Amazing.
It's just so rare, you know. Just a shout out to the Low Pro and High Footy Club.
Mad shout out
to the footy club.
Thanks,
that's
Chris.
My sort of day.
That's just great, isn't it?
I'm going, oh, I've got to build this. I don't want to measure it up. I don't want to cut it. And you find the exact bit that you need.
That, do you know what I relate that to? It's when you get a bag of clinkers and you just want the banana one and all you ever get are those lime ones and then you go, I got the banana one.
Do you know what it reminds me of? When you're playing Tetris and you build it up and you just leave one big line down the end to get the double, you know, the four, and then that one stick comes down and then you go, bang.
Okay,
that's what that is.
We are out of here. Beep, beep, Bev and Byron. Beep, beep, Bev and Byron.